The Jamie and Angus Stories, written and read by Anne Fine. Chapter 1. Dry Clean Only. Jamie saw Angus staring forlornly out of the shop window. His silky coat looked smooth as bathwater and white as snow. "Oh, please," begged Jamie, "please can I have him for my birthday?" "Your birthday was last week," Mummy said, trying to tug him past. But Jamie wouldn't budge. "Christmas, then." "Christmas is not for months," his mother said. "But then you'll probably want something else." "No, I won't," Jamie insisted. He pressed his nose up hard against the glass and gazed at Angus. Angus gazed at him. "Oh, please," said Jamie, "please." "All right," said Jamie's mother, "I'll get him. But that's what you're having for Christmas, even if you change your mind. And you're not having him even one day early." "I'll wait," said Jamie. "I promise I won't grumble. I'll just wait." Angus spent all the autumn and half the winter stuck in a plastic bag. His head was allowed to poke out so that he could breathe. He was put so high up in the cupboard that Jamie couldn't reach him. He could only wave. But Jamie kept busy. First he made a farm for Angus to live on. He patched fields together from all the green and brown scraps in the sewing basket, painted lavatory roll tubes to look like hedges, and built several splendid five-barred gates out of lollipop sticks. He made a fir tree out of Granny's old loofah, and a pond out of the mirror from one of her face powder compacts. And every day he kept angry.